the younger ones were casual. Dressed in jeans and bright-colored scarves and hats, they had backpacks slung over their shoulders and read texts from their friends as they walked. He glanced at his watch. 8 minutes. He rolled his shoulders to ease the tension as he waited for the light. 3 hours ago, he had woken up in a motel parking lot. He'd had a solid night's sleep in the front of the van, which was probably odd, considering his cargo. But years ago, he'd learned how to sleep anywhere. The car ahead of him rolled forward, a silver Accord, late-model female driver. She hooked a ride and the man followed, keeping his moves cautious. A utility crew occupied the left lane, squeezing traffic down to a single line as they tore up the asphalt. The construction was good and bad, he'd decided. Bad because it might throw off his timeline. Good because it added to the chaos and created another reason for him to go unnoticed. The man surveyed the sidewalks, skimming his gaze over the now familiar takeout restaurants and shops hawking Liberty Bell replicas to tourists. Another glance at his watch. 6 minutes. He reached into his jacket to check his weapon, a sleek FN-57 with a 20-round magazine. The pistol was loaded with 19 SS-195 jacketed hollow-point bullets, one already in the chamber. He was good to go. 5 minutes. The messenger circled the block again. His stomach growled as he passed a donut store for the third time. He scanned the faces along the street, forcing hunger and fear and all distractions out of his mind as he made what he hoped would be his final lap through campus. The phone beeped from the cup holder. He glanced at the text. Red coat, coming from the trolley stop. He spotted her. No hat today, and her blonde hair hung loose around her shoulders. Tall black boots, tight jeans, short red jacket with a belt at the waist. He checked his watch. Once again, she was right on time. Easing the minivan to the curb beside a fire hydrant, he watched her. She hurried toward her destination, gripping the strap of her backpack with a gloved hand. The other hand held a cigarette, and she lifted it to her lips for one last drag as she neared the building. The cigarette disappointed him. She'd probably taste like an ashtray, nothing at all like his fantasies. He looked her over for another moment before sliding from the vehicle. The sound of jackhammers hit him, along with the familiar smell of busted-up concrete. He glanced up and down the block and noted the cop on foot patrol talking to one of the utility workers. Both guys were fat and complacent, too many donuts. The cop would hoof it over here in a few minutes, but by then it would be too late. The messenger hit the sidewalk, keeping the brim of his cap low as he watched the woman. Eye contact. Just an instant, but it sent a sweet jolt of adrenaline through him. 1 minute. He looked straight ahead as they passed each other. This was it. He reached into his jacket pocket and pulled out 2 bits of orange foam, which he pressed into his ears. He hung a right and saw the Ford parked in the designated place. 10 seconds. He pulled out his second phone, took a deep breath as he flipped it open. Message 1. You reap what you sow. He hit send and braced for the concussion. For a moment, nothing. And then the earth moved. Andrea Finch had never been dumped at a barbecue joint, but there was a first time for everything. Her date looked out of place at the scarred wooden booth in his charcoal gray suit. He'd come straight from work, as she had. He'd ditched the tie, but still seemed overly formal in a restaurant that had paper towel rolls on every table and classic country drifting from the jukebox. So, Nick Mays took a swig of beer. How was your day? Andrea smiled. He sounded like a tired husband, and they'd only been dating a month. Fine, she said. Yours? Fine. For the dozenth time since she'd sat down, his gaze darted over her shoulder. When his blue eyes met hers again, she felt a twinge of regret. He really was a nice-looking man. Good eyes, thick hair, a bit of a beer gut, but she didn't mind, really. His main